news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, it's 6:06. Reminder, it is 6:06. Shouldn't be a problem. Y'all are grown-ups and probably know how to change your clocks, or in reality, your vehicle, if it's new, or your phone, of course, will change itself. But if you got the old grandfather clock there, I may need to make that switch.
Yep. So it's not 7:07?
No, it's up to 6:07.
Okay.
At least, remember, you fall back and you spring into spring and fall into fall or whatever it is. It's 6:07. Yeah, so we're back on standard time. Mm-hmm. How I dislike you, standard time. I'll talk more about that coming up. Also, older candidates. The Silver Hairs are leading the Democrats for the presidential stakes. We'll talk about that. And Washington House impeachment investigations hit a snare. Four officials will not show today for testimony. And the AP polls out. Soon we'll have the college football playoff series rankings. More on that coming up with Dalton in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple football games to talk about this coming weekend.
Yeah, a number one versus number two game. I'll tell you who's playing later, but you already know.
That's right. That's on the way. Dr. Bill's got her forecast. I got another cold front coming through this week and some more rain in the mix. Right now it's 49, and he's up next.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department brought a scene of an accident at Old Shell on the east I-65 service road. A car hit a power pole. No injuries. Alabama Power there to check the integrity of the pole. It's not underground. Hopefully it should be clearing soon. State troopers are clear. A chilly start this morning with no other wrecks. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile, Cathedral Square, the city's favorite certified Alabama farmers market. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. And this will be, what, our first full week of November?
Yeah.
Getting started up right now. And Dr. Bill has more details on that rain in the mix and another cold front coming through. But it was a chilly but nice weekend. I'm sure he'll take a victory lap on that. We had a very high weekend weather scale going into the weekend.
Yeah, it was like a 1.9140, I think, yes. If my memory
that's right. I
held
think you're
correctly.
Correct. I think you're correct.
A pretty good weekend, and it really followed through with a great weekend. And you were talking about the time change. I know that I'm grown up now.
Yeah.
Fastest I've ever changed all of the clocks that don't change themselves. Went first thing in the morning, microwave oven, took care of those two.
Right.
Then got up on the ladder, grabbed the clock that's on the top of the wall. I took care of all of them yesterday.
Instead of doing the what people would do for a while, just knowing, just knowing to do a conversion there on that.
Yeah, and that's what I've done every year of my adult life. I've waited and waited and waited. But
you have that one. You go, if you wait long enough, then it's not worth changing because by that time you'll be on the, you know, you switch back.
Yeah, so. Same as Christmas decorations. You leave them up long enough, you don't have to take them down.
Good point. But yeah, so the time has changed. And we'll have a slew of stories today. Maybe you have your own of how the time change affects you. Now listen, I will complain about this because I like the daylight in the afternoon when I get home. That's important. It really wears on me. To leave, we come to work in the dark no matter what time it is, the year it is, and what we do, we come to work in the dark. I like to come home in the daylight. It wears me out to leave, get here in the dark, and come home in the dark because you get nothing done around the house.
Darkness at 5:30 is just not cool.
That's right. Well, but that's where we are right now. But there'll be a whole slew of stories out today about, you know, the emergency rooms are busy with people coming in and there's health issues and all that. I don't know about that. But is it a pain? Yeah, I kind of think it is. All right. We'll talk more about that with you on the text line at 343-0106. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the search is on for a missing teenager from Mobile, but if you know where he is, Mobile police want you to be on high alert. Police need your help locating 18-year-old Adrian Daniel Lomax. Lomax was last seen on November the 1st at approximately 7:30 a.m. on Norfolk Court. Now, he's known to frequent the area of Ziegler Boulevard. Lomax's clothing description and his direction of travel, though, are unknown at this hour, but police say it's possible that he is armed, so use caution because he does have a history of becoming angry and enraged when he is confronted and told what to do. So if you know of his whereabouts or you see him, please call 251-208-7211. That is the number to the Mobile Police Department. Also this morning, Mobile police need your help searching for a suspect who is wanted for a shooting which left a man with life-threatening injuries. The man accused of pulling that trigger is in this country illegally. A shooting happened on October 26th on Old Pascagoula Road. According to police, Ronnie Alvarado is wanted for first-degree assault. The male victim was transported to the hospital and remains in critical condition. According to police, Alvarado is not a U.S. citizen and is, quote, in the U.S. illegally. They believe that Alvarado is originally from either Honduras or Mexico. His last known whereabouts is in the Tillman Corner area. Alvarado is considered armed and dangerous. Authorities say do not approach him. But if you see him or you know of his whereabouts, once again, call Mobile Police at 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for a shooting suspect considered armed and dangerous. They say Ronis Alvarado shot a man on Old Pascagoula Road near Mobile Greyhound Park on October 26th. At last check, the victim was listed in critical condition. Alvarado is known to hang out in the area of Gun Road and Three Notch Road. Call Mobile police if you know where he is. Two capital murder suspects are expected back in a Birmingham courtroom later today. Patrick Stallworth and Derek Brown are charged in the death of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney. She was abducted on October 12th from a birthday party at Birmingham's Tom Brown Village. 10 days after her disappearance, Cupcake's body was discovered in a dumpster at a landfill. Daphne Utilities has reached a settlement with Mobile Baykeeper over a long-standing lawsuit over pollution. The 2017 suit questioned whether the utility company was being honest in reporting sewage spills. The settlement really is just the beginning. Mobile Baykeeper says they'll continue to monitor Daphne Utilities and other utilities to make sure everyone is in compliance. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn and Florida fall in the AP Top 25 poll. Willie Taggart out at Florida State, and New England loses for the first time since December of 2018. 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The newest Associated Press Top 25 was released yesterday following Week 10 of the college football season, and for the most part, the top 10 remains unchanged. LSU, Alabama, and Ohio State each had the weekend off and remain 1, 2, and 3 at the top of the poll, setting up the first regular season number 1 versus number 2 game since Alabama and LSU did it back in 2011. Right now, Alabama head coach Nick Saban maintains that starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will be a game-time decision. That didn't stop oddsmakers from installing the Tide as 6-point favorites over the Tigers. Clemson remains ranked 4th after crushing Wofford, the Terriers, 59-14. Penn State stayed steady at number 5 after a bye week. Georgia moved up 2 spots to number 6 after beating Florida 24-17 on Saturday afternoon. Oregon remained at number 7 after beating USC 56-24. Utah moved up 1 spot to number 8 with a 33-28 win over Washington. Oklahoma had the weekend off, but they moved up 1 spot to number 9. And Florida rounds out the top 10, dropping 4 spots following their second loss of the season. Baylor comes in at number 11, and Auburn fell 1 spot to number 12 after a too-close-for-comfort win over Ole Miss 20-14. The 5 SEC teams in the top 12 are the only Southeastern Conference teams in the top 25. Texas A&M is the only other team in the conference to receive votes. Willie Taggart is out at Florida State after only 21 games as the head coach. Taggart was fired on Sunday following a 27-10 loss to the Seminoles' rival Miami. Florida State dropped to 4-5, needs wins in 2 of their final 3 games just to get back to bowl eligibility. In Taggart's first year last season, Florida State failed to make a bowl game for the first time since 1981. Under the terms of Taggart's 6-year, $30 million contract, FSU's athletic department will owe him between $17 and $18 million. Assistant coach Odell Haggins, who served as interim coach after Jimbo Fisher left back in 2017, will once again serve as the interim coach for the remainder of this year.
How much money?
A $17 to $18 million buyout.
Please throw me in that briar patch.
And the rumors,
please buy me out.
The rumors going around were that FSU had some donors privately raise that buyout money.
Whoa.
But they're not commenting on that.
Whoa.
$17 and $18 million to not work. Not a bad game. In the NFL last night, Baltimore handed New England their first loss of the season in a 37-20 Ravens win. Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson passed for 163 yards with 1 touchdown and added 61 yards rushing with 2 more touchdowns. A couple former Alabama players had big nights. Ravens running back Mark Ingram totaled 116 yards on 15 carries, and Marlon Humphrey returned a fumble 70 yards for a touchdown.
And the ball is out! And there's no whistle yet. And this is Marlon Humphrey who's going to take it to the end zone. It'll be 70 yards if it stands.
As the call from NBC, it was the Patriots' first loss since December of 2018, almost an entire calendar year. In other games from yesterday, the Miami Dolphins earned their first win since Week 14 of last year, beating the New York Jets 26-18. The Houston Texans crushed Jacksonville 26-3 in London. Christian McCaffrey had 166 total yards and 3 touchdowns, leading Carolina past Tennessee 30-20. Harrison Butker kicked a game-winning 44-yard field goal as time expired, and the Kansas City Chiefs beat Minnesota 26-23. Pittsburgh upset Indianapolis 26-24. Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett suffered an MCL injury in the loss. Seattle beat Tampa Bay 40-34 in overtime, with Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson tying a career high with 5 touchdown passes. Philadelphia beat Chicago 22-14. Denver over Cleveland 24-19. The LA Chargers upset Green Bay 26-11. Oakland beat Detroit 31-24. And Buffalo beat Washington 24-9. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick won the Texas 500 for the 3rd year in a row, securing a spot in the championship race at Miami in 2 weeks. After starting from the pole, Harvick led 119 of 334 laps. Harvick's Stewart Haas teammates Eric Almirola and Daniel Suarez finished 2nd and 3rd. In 4th, Joey Logano was the only playoff driver other than Harvick to finish in the top 5. Alex Bowman finished 5th, Martin Truex Jr. 6th, Kyle Busch 7th, and Ryan Blaney 8th. With Martin Truex Jr. already locked in the final 4 at Homestead, Final two spots for the title race will be determined next week at Phoenix. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at Old Shell on the East I-65 service road, a car hit a telephone pole. No injuries involved, and Alabama Power's on the scene checking the pole out now. As it looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway, northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 624 FM Talk 106.5. I said 624. That's me. Fell back over the weekend. Hopefully, there's... Now, Dalton, you made a good point. Here's what's reality. There will be a bunch of news stories today. People have forgotten, and they don't know to change their clocks. Most people, between their cell phone and their vehicle or whatever, they've updated the time.
Mm-hmm.
The real story is the number of us that may or may not change, like the oven had some of the extra alarm clock or whatever to the new time.
Yeah.
And start playing the game where you go, I know it says this, but it's really this time.
Yeah.
And see how long that goes on. Not that would happen to anybody, but.
No, and when you do that, when it changes, when you fall back and you've got your clocks ahead an hour, sometimes it gives you a heart attack when you look at it because you're like, oh, no, well, I'm supposed to be doing this or that. But also, if you kind of look at it and you know that it's actually an hour back, it feels like you bought an extra time, extra hour somehow.
That's right. No, it's a positive thing. Hey, by the way, too, one thing, twice a year, you should check this all the time, but here's how kind of the formula goes. And Buck, thank you, everybody. Buck on the text line. Reminder, this time of year you need to check the batteries in your smoke detectors. And that's all very, very serious. While mm-hmm. I goof on stuff, that is serious. So take some time, check those batteries even before you get the beep, beep. And go ahead and check those. Switch them out. Check them, heck with it. Batteries are cheap. Life is precious. Change them out. All right? 626. Let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An arrest has been made in a recent gas station shooting in the Port City. Mobile police arrested 20-year-old Christopher Sullivan. He is now charged with first-degree assault in that shooting at an Exxon gas station on Highway 90 at Carroll Plantation Road. It happened over the weekend. Sullivan was arrested and charged with first-degree assault and has been booked into Metro Jail. The shooting victim was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. At this hour, Sullivan remains at Metro Jail, and the shooting is still under investigation. There's a silver lining being reported this morning after severe weather impacted the city of Dothan. Who could forget that severe weather after Hurricane Michael, during Hurricane Michael? We now know this morning that the city's crunching those numbers, and Dothan has experienced a 10.7% increase in sales tax revenue growth in the 2019 fiscal year. Hurricane Michael is being attributed to the growth, according to the Dothan Eagle. That's because the Category 5 storm heavily damaged several communities in adjacent counties, which equaled multiple hotel stays and increased shopping in the city. Overall, the city collected $74.1 million between October 2018 through September 2019. That was an increase of almost $7.2 million, that's $7.2 million more than the previous fiscal year. Strong sales meant that businesses submitted more than $6 million in sales tax revenue in September, which was an 11.1% increase over the same time frame in 2018, well, that fiscal year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 627 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way with an update on another cold front coming our way. Some more rain in the mix this week and another shot of cool temperatures. It was nice over the weekend. I know some people will complain that it was cold, but I was ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was too. It felt great.
Yeah, it's about time. So we'll get into that in just a couple minutes when Doc joins us. Plus, coming up this morning, turning up your voice at 343-0106. And yes, here it is, the four ways daylight saving time affects your health. Well, we'll get to that ridiculousness coming up.
My husband's WKRG found a secret News here at Patch Jewelers. He actually works.
You Ford love the Moore outdoors.
Has filed the necessary paperwork to qualify to run for the U.S. Senate. Moore filed the paperwork last week, the Alabama Republican Party's headquarters. He officially announced his intent to run back in June. Moore lost the Senate seat to Democrat Doug Jones in a 2017 special election. This is also the week that could see former Senator Jeff Sessions toss his hat into the ring for his old job. 5 o'clock Friday is the deadline to qualify for the Republican primary. Later today, Vice President Mike Pence will travel to Biloxi to campaign for Republican gubernatorial candidate Tate Reeves. President Trump campaigned for Reeves last Friday in Tupelo. Reeves will face off with Democratic candidate and current Attorney General Jim Hood in tomorrow's election. The winner will succeed Republican Governor Phil Bryant. A high school student in Florida is charged with attempted murder after police say he tried to hire someone to kill a school employee. 18-year-old Nicholas Godfrey is a student at 5A High School in Pasco County. Investigators say he made the threat on Instagram. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gifts you'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
You love the outdoors. You love to hunt and fish. So do the folks at Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland. For 50 years, Quince has been outfitting hunters and fishermen in South Alabama. The outdoor specialists at Quince stock the gear that works around here. From a big selection of proven freshwater tackle to their archery sales and service, to a monster selection of guns, optics, footwear, and apparel. Get the right gear from the people that love to hunt and fish just as much as you do. Quince Sporting Goods, two lights west of I-65 on Industrial Parkway in Saraland.
Attention on deck, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be doing the lead-in for the Scuttlebutt Boys with Midday Mobile from noon to 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see see us.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5. This is FM Talk 106.5. WAVH-FM. Daphne Mobile.
Iran today breaking away further from its collapsing 2015 nuclear deal with world powers by announcing it is doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates. Iran calls the decision a direct result of President Trump withdrawing the U.S. from the deal and reimposing sanctions. World Series champions the Washington Nationals had their parade, and today is the traditional visit to the White House, but at least one of the Nats won't be there, as we hear from Joe Johns.
That's Sean Doolittle. He's a pitcher. Here's a quote. There's a lot of things, policies he says he disagrees with, but at the end of the day, it has more to do with the divisive rhetoric and the enabling of conspiracy theories and the widening the divide of this country. As much as I wanted to be there with my teammates and share that experience with my teammates, he says, I can't do it.
The impeachment inquiry enters a crucial phase today with 11 witnesses called for this week. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he won't appear without a subpoena. Stock futures gaining across the boards ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. McDonald's chief executive officer has left the company after violating company policy by engaging in a romantic relationship with an employee. The fast food giant statement says former president and CEO Steve Easterbrook demonstrated poor judgment. And in an email to employees, Easterbrook acknowledged the relationship and called it a mistake. Chris Kempczinski, who recently served as president of McDonald's USA, takes over as new president and CEO. The Wall Street Journal reports federal authorities are investigating Under Armour's accounting practices, looking to see whether the sportswear maker shifted sales from quarter to quarter to appear more profitable. People familiar with the matter tell the Journal investigators questioned people around Under Armour's Baltimore headquarters as recently as last week. Under Armour reports quarterly earnings today. Stocks ended sharply higher on the first day of November. The Dow added 301 points, record closes for the S&P and the NASDAQ. Futures pointed higher at this hour. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Lidocaine Patch. Salonpas Lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
If you think any other sausage than Monroe sausage is the South's best smoked sausage, then you need to try Monroe sausage. Still making their well-loved original recipe locally in Monroe County since 1959, 100% hickory-smoked premium pork mixed with their own special seasonings gives it a rich southern flavor, but with less fat and sodium. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, tailgating, or appetizers. Sold locally in Mobile and Baldwin counties, Monroe sausage. Yeah, it's that good.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, I enjoyed the weekend. You gave it a very high weekend weather scale, and I thought it was good. I thought it was in the 1-9 territory.
Yeah, I mean, we had mid-60s for both days, 66 on Saturday, 67 yesterday. A little bit chilly, though, at night. Got down to around 40, 41 degrees. And we're going to see a little bit of a warming trend here for the next couple of days. The big high-pressure system that gave us the cold temperatures is now headed to the East Coast, and that means a warming trend for the Gulf Coast. So today we can look for mostly sunny skies. We're going to get over the 70-degree mark, up to around 72 for this afternoon. And the normal high is 74 this time of the year, so we're getting pretty close to that. Now, tonight, it could become mostly cloudy, and it'll be warmer tonight, about 52 for the low. And the clouds are coming in mainly because of a little low-pressure area coming across the northeastern Gulf, and it's headed in a westerly direction. And we expect that to generally stay offshore midweek, and so that we should stay on the dry side. So those clouds will come in tonight, and then tomorrow should be partly cloudy, and we're going to warm up to about 75 for tomorrow afternoon. Looks like the same for Wednesday, in the mid-70s and partly cloudy. Then on Thursday, another strong cold front will be moving down to Mississippi and Alabama, so we can look for showers develop, especially later in the day, the afternoon, and then numerous showers Thursday night. Now on Thursday, we're going to get into the upper 70s, so actually approaching 80 degrees for Thursday. On Friday, that front moves through, but showers linger for a good portion of the day, and so Friday the high will only be in the mid-60s and then cooling into the mid-40s for Friday night. But that means a nice weekend after that, because the dry air comes in, and it looks like Saturday and Sunday, plenty of sunshine and highs in the 60s. So it looks like our rain chance this week will be Thursday night and into Friday, and then clearing out for the weekend.
I'll take that formula any day. Get the rain done during the week and the dry for the weekend. Dr. Bill, you mentioned that low coming through the Northeast Gulf and heading west. Is that tropical in nature? What do you call
it? It doesn't look like it'll have the opportunity to develop. So it's just a disturbance. They will get some rain over the eastern Florida panhandle and little portions of southeast Alabama for tomorrow, but then it should move out over the Gulf and dissipate. And so that'll leave us with partly cloudy skies tomorrow and Wednesday.
Elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
It's looking good right now. It's quiet over the Gulf. The Caribbean looks good. A few clusters of thunderstorms still over the Atlantic, the tropical Atlantic, but we don't expect any development there.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, so Halloween in the rear view, Thanksgiving and Christmas on the way. We're definitely in the holiday season. Give yourself the gift of time and the gift of clean this holiday season when you have the maids come to your home. They're referred for a reason, and so many reasons to refer y'all to the maids. You can get a free estimate now at 344-6626. The maids working on two jobs for us. Number one, the house we're moving into. Number two, the house we're moving out of. And the team that comes in from the maids can handle it all. So if they can handle that, they can handle your home here during the holiday season. And here's the deal. The deep clean we've gotten with the maids, I pointed out last week, they found some Nerf darts in a couch when we bought the new house. We retained some of the furniture. Okay. Mm-hmm. This family kept a very clean house, but their children are in college. My child has not come in with his Nerf gun yet. And the maids dug so deep in their cleaning of the couches, they found Nerf darts that must be over a decade old. So that's the kind of deep clean, let alone what they're doing in the cabinets and the baseboards and everywhere. The house is fresh, the house is clean, and it's all through the maids. Referred for a reason, see what I've been talking about these weeks when you call 344-6626. 344-6626, give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time this holiday season.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. you need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBDAmerica1.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers have one at Half Mile Road and Magnolia Road with injuries. Also in Baldwin County at County Road 87, just north of I-10, a log truck hit a deer. That's going to be slowing up traffic as well. Looks good northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. South Alabama basketball single game tickets are now on sale, and November's highlighted by the men's team hosting the Auburn Tigers at the Mitchell Center on Tuesday night, November 12th. Tickets are just $10. Get your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
So car versus deer, we hear that a good bit. You'll be hearing more of that. It was like 12, 10, 12, 15 on Saturday. This is PM, middle of the day, Highway 56 near Chatham. And the deer, it's middle of the day, the deer come across the road. I'm hauling a big trailer, and it's like,
don't they know better?
Come on. Not supposed to be out right now.
If you go back and listen to the podcast, who was it we talked to? It's actually legal to go ahead and grab that deer off the side of the road.
That's right. So you can, the roadkill rules, you can go back through our podcast. You can go to fmtalk1065.com, click podcast, or if you subscribe, which we love, at iTunes or Stitcher, or go to TuneIn Radio or Spotify and get our podcast. You can go back a couple weeks there at a full discussion of the legalities of roadkill, what you can keep, when you can keep it, and why. So check it out. All right, 6:43, let's get some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. There is a new name at the helm of the Alabama Democratic Party many months after back-and-forth battles began over governance and leadership because the previously elected chair said she would not step down. The Montgomery Advertiser is reporting that Representative Christopher England of Tuscaloosa was elected on Saturday. England garnered 104 of 171 ballots cast at the meeting of the State Democratic Executive Committee. According to the Associated Press, the vote came after the approximately 175 members of the SDEC, the party's governing body, voted 172-0 to remove Chair Nancy Worley and Vice Chair Randy Kelly. As for Worley, she is reminding the public that she was elected in 2018 and intends to continue to lead the party. It's new week, and yes, we have set our clocks back over the weekend, and now two new laws are in effect which may impact your morning and evening commute. If you do not wear your seatbelt and you're driving or you're the passenger, whether up front or in the back seat, well, you will be ticketed. And the anti-road rage law is now in effect as well. Slower drivers are prohibited from being in the left lane and slowing down the flow of traffic. The new rule of road laws are in effect and more specific now. You may recall that the law initially went into effect September the 1st, but violators were only issued warnings during that 60-day grace period. Well, that time frame allowed for warnings then, but today means tickets will be handed out. So if you're ticketed in Mobile County, that ticket is close to $200. And if you're ticketed over in Baldwin County, that's about $30 more. Drive safely to and from your destination today. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, why are you and Junior all wet? And your hair?
Hold the story. I'll get Tony, our jeweler, out here first.
Sorry to be dripping all over the shop. So here's what happened. So Junior and I were fixing to go through the car wash when he started talking about being old enough to sit in the front seat. So I told him I'd let him ride through the car wash in the front seat. Junior's climbing all over and his foot hits the down window button, and I couldn't get my seatbelt off fast enough to move his legs out of the way to close the window before the soap started to shoot out and blind me. I tried to use Junior as a shield, but I couldn't find that button to save my life. He started to giggle and slip and slide all over the front seat, and the brushes made him slide into me, and we both were laughing so hard, so we just sat back and waited through till the end. You know, the blowers are good for drying your shoulders and above, but we were sitting in a pool of water.
Tony said you need to start a charm bracelet. You can add a silver blue enameled car to start, and you can just keep adding for all your future memories, and she's going to have a lot.
Great idea.
Okay, it's time to get this mess mopped up.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for a shooting suspect considered armed and dangerous. They say Ronis Alvarado shot a man on Old Pascagoula Road near Mobile Greyhound Park on October 26th. At last check, the victim was listed in critical condition. Alvarado is known to hang out in the area of Gun Road and Three Notch Road. Call Mobile police if you know where he is. Two capital murder suspects are expected back in a Birmingham courtroom later today. Patrick Stallworth and Derek Brown are charged in the death of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney. She was abducted on October 12th from a birthday party at Birmingham's Tom Brown Village. 10 days after her disappearance, Cupcake's body was discovered in a dumpster at a landfill. Daphne Utilities has reached a settlement with Mobile Baykeeper over a long-standing lawsuit over pollution. The 2017 suit questioned whether the utility company was being honest in reporting sewage spills. The settlement really is just the beginning. Mobile Baykeeper says they'll continue to monitor Daphne Utilities and other utilities to make sure everyone is in compliance. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The newest Associated Press Top 25 was released yesterday following Week 10 of the college football season, and for the most part, the top 10 remains unchanged. LSU, Alabama, and Ohio State each had the weekend off and remain 1, 2, and 3 at the top of the poll, which sets up the first regular season number one versus number two game since LSU and Alabama played back in 2011. They're going at it again this Saturday in Tuscaloosa. Right now, Alabama head coach Nick Saban maintains that starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will be a game-time decision. That didn't stop odds makers from installing the Tide as six-point favorites over LSU. Clemson remains ranked fourth after crushing Wofford 59-14. Penn State stayed steady at number five after a bye week. Georgia moved up two spots to number six after beating Florida 24-17. Oregon remained at number seven after beating USC 56-24. Utah moved up one spot to number eight with a 33-28 win over Washington. Oklahoma had the weekend off, but they moved up one spot to number nine. And Florida rounds out the top 10, dropping four spots following their second loss of the season. Baylor comes in at number 11, and Auburn fell one spot to number 12 after a too-close-for-comfort win over Ole Miss 20-14. Willie Taggart is out at Florida State after only 21 games as head coach. Taggart was fired on Sunday following a 27-10 loss to Seminoles rival Miami on Saturday. Florida State dropped to 4-5 and needs wins in two of its final three games just to get back to bowl eligibility. In Taggart's first year as the coach last season, Florida State failed to make a bowl game for the first time since 1981. Under the terms of Taggart's six-year, $30 million contract, FSU's athletic department will owe him between $17 and $18 million. Assistant coach Odell Haggins, who served as the interim coach when Jimbo Fisher left in 2017, will once again serve as the interim coach for the remainder of this year. In the NFL last night, Baltimore handed New England their first loss of the season, a 37-20 Ravens win. Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson passed for 163 yards with one touchdown and added 61 yards rushing with two more touchdowns. A couple of former Alabama players had big nights. Ravens running back Mark Ingram totaled 116 yards on 15 carries, and Marlon Humphrey returned a fumble 70 yards for a touchdown.
And the ball is out, and there's no whistle yet. And this is Marlon Humphrey who's going to take it to the end zone. It'll be 70 yards if it stands.
That's the call from NBC. It was the Patriots' first loss since December of 2018. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick won the Texas 500 for the third year in a row, securing a spot in the championship race at Miami in 2 weeks. After starting from the pole, Harvick led 119 of 334 laps. His Stewart Haas teammates Eric Almirola and Daniel Suarez finished second and third. In fourth, Joey Logano was the only playoff driver other than Harvick to finish in the top five. Alex Bowman finished fifth. Martin Truex Jr. ended the night sixth, Kyle Busch seventh, and Ryan Blaney eighth. With Martin Truex Jr. already locked in for the final four at Homestead, the final two spots for the title race will be determined next weekend at Phoenix. At least one driver will get in on points. 651 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers working just one accident now on Half Mile Road and Magnolia Road. A few others that we've got have been cleared up. Looks like it's a good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Northbound 65, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Again, no delays. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma. They're the state's first brick-and-mortar CBD store. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp. And look for their new store on Old Shell Road, right behind Mellow Mushroom on the USA campus. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 because it is never too early to look to the weekend. Coming up this Saturday, November the 9th, there is a free document shredding, e-cycling plus a cleanup. And this is in honor of America Recycles Day. So two events side by side on one day. Let's talk about the first. The free document shredding is from 8 to 12 noon. And then you have the free electronic recycling event from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Just go to the Griggs Elementary School at 60013 Notch Road. You enter from Carroll Plantation Road to drive through and drop off. And then get this, you can have free lunch as well, because the Veterans Day cleanup needs your help and they're going to feed you to say thank you. Just go to the Southwest Mobile County Chamber of Commerce, also at 5055 Carroll Plantation Road. So 8 a.m. is registration. That's where you pick up your supplies and the cleanup zone assignments. And then 11 a.m. you return to the chamber for lunch and your service documentation. If you have questions, you can call 251-444-7144. Restaurants in Mississippi are now seating people and their pets. Under a new policy, a restaurant must have a separate outside entrance into a designated outdoor dog-friendly area. Dogs, though, they must remain on their leashes, and they are not allowed to go indoors unless considered a service dog. The Mississippi State Department of Health's new policy went into effect last Friday. Restaurants must apply for a variance to the department's food code, which will allow the animals, and you must pay a $165 inspection fee. Disposable dishes and utensils are required. Dogs cannot come into contact with any items involved in food service operations, and employees cannot touch nor handle the animals. For more information, go to healthyms.com/doggy dining. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
What could go wrong? Dogs on a restaurant patio. What could
go wrong?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm just, my mind's rolling through the images of just dogs on the loose grabbing somebody's sandwich and running with it. Another dog in leashes tied up around people's feet. Mm-hmm. They go to get up to get the dog and they fall down and mayhem ensues. But what could go wrong?
As a longtime dog owner, nothing makes me feel more awkward than when someone else's dog comes over and jumps up on me.
Yes.
I absolutely hate it.
Well, it's what about when they jump up on you and get your sandwich?
that just infuriates me.
It could be a problem. We'll keep an eye on how that works out. All right. Beto is out and some new polling out for Democrats. We'll get into that. Also, Vice President Pence in our neighborhood. One of the three big things, top stories of the day with Vice President Pence at the Biloxi Coast Coliseum today. Campaigning for the Republican governor. They're in a pretty tight gubernatorial election over there. We'll talk about that as well. Plus, Democrats preparing for open hearings and seeking testimony from John Bolton. And this one, I got a feel that when Josh came in, mm-hmm. and Josh Woods came in on the show last week from the Greater Gulf State Fair, from the grounds, and talked about the swings and the new rides out there at the fair, he pushed them over the top. Listen to this. Breaking records, Greater Gulf State Fair. Staff and board announcing their record day Saturday as the highest attended single day in the fair's verifiable history.
Wow.
Yep, through Saturday, November 2nd, a total of 32,011 attended the Greater Gulf State Fair, beating 2013's previous number of 23,532. The rain had messed them up for days and days. Looks like they made up for it this weekend. Great work to the folks out at the grounds. Right back, hour number two on the way.